men. And there's a plot, an evil plot, to kill this. But I want to look at a few things out of the life of Mordecai. Mordecai was not a well-known person in the king's. Matter of fact, the king did not really maybe even know who Mordecai is and forgot that the things that he did. Let me tell you, a lot of Christians are a forgotten Christian. The Jews at one time were a forgotten Jew. And they wasn't that important to the world today. But let me tell you, the longer that the Lord tarries and the closer we get to the end, the Jews and the Christians will be the most important that there will ever be in this country in which we live in. I believe in the Jews, and I want to support that flag, the Jewish flag. And I believe that we ought to pray for peace in Israel, because that's what the Bible says, and support Israel in any way, shape, or form. But before, I'm not a Jew. I'm not a blood Jew. But I'm a Christian. I've been grafted in by the good grace of God. And I believe that we ought to support Christians. And you ought to be able to stand, if you had to stand with me, for the rightful cause against the plot of the enemy. Stand for one another. First of all, I see a loyalty to God first in Mordecai's life. A loyalty to God first. Look in your Bible in chapter 3. We're going to stay right here in Esther, but we're going to read a few scriptures. A loyalty to God first in chapter 3 and verse number 5. And when Haman saw Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. Now what happened, Haman was rode in to the king's gate. And everybody that Haman rode by, whether it was in the city or in the king's gate, everybody was supposed to bow down to old Haman. But there was one, when Haman rode by, that would not bow because his loyalty was not with man. But his loyalty was with God first. That was Mordecai. He was a real veteran for God. He was a real soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he didn't care what King Ahasuerus said or what was written in Ahasuerus' laws and then in the Medes and Persians' laws or what Haman said himself. He had a law of God wrote on his heart and in his heart that could not be erased and could not be denied and could not be disannulled. It was a law that thou should love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul and all thy mind and love thy neighbor as thyself and that thou should not have no other gods before me. And Mordecai's allegiance and Mordecai's loyalty was to God first. He said, I'm not going to bow to old Haman. I won't bow. Hey, because he is nobody in my book. But there's somebody. If I'm going to worship anybody, it's going to be Jehovah God. And that was Haman's enemy. Mordecai did not bow to him. He was loyal to God first. I'm going to say that's a true patriot. Number one, a true patriot should be loyal to God first. Somebody help me. Let me tell you, you may not be in the military, you may not represent the branch of the military, but if you live in America, you represent a God-fearing country, America, and you ought to be loyal to God first. I said loyal to God first. Loyal to the one who bled and died for you. The one, the creator of the universe. Loyal to Him because He is the one who instituted freedom in our lives. For such a time as this, we need to be loyal to God. Where's the God's people that will stand up and stand out for the and be a true patriot for the Christian heritage that you have and to the Christian heritage that we have? Somebody help me and be a true patriot and be loyal to God first. You know what he did? You know why he was loyal to God? Because he refused to bow to the enemy. He refused to bow to the enemy. He knew that there was an evil plot against him, but it didn't matter how evil it was and how forceful the plot was and how strong the plot was. His loyalty was to a holy God, and he refused to bow to the enemy. Friend, there's people that you and I know that we've read books and we've read the Fox's Book of Martyrs and we've had our forefathers behind that has laid down their life and had their heads killed so that you and I could have a written Word of God in English today. Can I say, hey, you know what they did? They refused to bow down to the enemy. And we need some people, some God-fearing Christian Americans who would be loyal to God first and refuse to bow down to the enemy. Number two, he was loyal to his people. Loyal to his people. And you see that he was we the people, amen. It was his people, the Jews. And he stood up for his people. He fought for freedom. And that is what a veteran does. Stands up for his people and fights for the freedom. Whether you're across the sea or in America, amen. I believe we need to concentrate more on our people. It's not about the power, but it's about the people. You see, there is a people who has tried, that the enemy had tried to annihilate the Jews, but they're coming back in force now. And there has been and will be the people of Christians who the enemy have tried to discourage, and the enemy had tried to annihilate, and the enemy will try to get you to throw in the towel and get you to be put on the shelf. Hey, but it's all about the people, the support of the people. It's we, the people of God. And we should be loyal to people. Christians shouldn't backbite about other Christians. American is an American. Somebody, we stand up for our rights. We link arms with one another to support the people. And a Christian ought to do the same thing. You ought to stand up for your Christian faith and your Christian heritage, because it's loyalty to your people. Amen. Think about it. Number three, loyalty to the citizenship that he had. You'll find out in chapter number 2, in verse number 5. Now in Shushan a place, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity, which had been carried away with Jeconiah, the king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother. And the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. He was loyal to his citizenship. He's loyal to his people. But you see in chapter number 6, this same man who was taking care of this his to-be daughter, you call it adopted daughter, in chapter 6, in chapter 6, in verse number 1, here's King Ahasuerus. Here, Haman had plotted to kill the Jews, and we read that. Here's right before the night or the day of execution, Haman was building a gallows for old Mordecai and reached about 75 foot tall. And at the same time he was building that gallows, the king couldn't sleep. And it says in chapter 6, and on that night could not the king sleep, and he commanded to bring the book of records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written, Mordecai had told of Bethana and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hand on King Ahasuerus. So these two guys were going to kill the king, and Mordecai heard about it. We told you that a while ago. But the king couldn't sleep, so he got the book of the Chronicles, the records, and he found out that Mordecai was loyal to the king. Amen. He was loyal to the king. And so Mordecai had he was an unrecognized hero. It was not recognized at the time until the day that the king couldn't sleep at night. And he said, go get me the law, go get me the Chronicles, and let me read what's happening. Let me see if I can help somebody. And all of a sudden, right when Mordecai was going to be executed and all the Jews were going to be executed, the providence of God took place at night. And God allowed King Ahasuerus to read the grateful, heroic deeds of Mordecai, who was unrecognized because he was a Jew. He was unrecognized because he wasn't of one of them. But when he read what he did and spared his life, he, guess who he got in? He got Ohaman in that morning. Ohaman was in the king's gate, and he got Ohaman in and brought him in and said, Ohaman, I got something to ask you. What would you do to some citizen that would give his life and tell me and spare my life? He said, what would you do? He said, man, I'd put a crown on his head. I'd put him in the king's horse and chariot. I'd put his robe on him, and I'd have him drive through the city and make sure everybody bowed down to him. And he said, well, go get Mordecai. Go get Mordecai. Could you imagine Haman's face? He said, go get Mordecai and do what you said for him. Amen. Now, he was recognized as a hero at this time. He was a loyal citizenship for the king. Amen. Recognized as a hero. He did what he did because he was a veteran. He did because he was loyal. He did not do what he did to be recognized. Amen. Because that's who we are. What do you do? Why do you do what you do? You see, veterans, I believe, should be recognized. But there's a lot that they haven't been recognized. Are you with me? But the title for such a time as this, there's a time to be loyal for a cause. Not to be recognized, but for a cause of who you are and where you belong and who you belong to. Amen? My first loyalty is to God. My second loyalty is to, is to His people. My third loyalty was to citizenship. My fourth loyalty is for my calling. My calling. You'll find out in chapter 4 in verse number 14. Look here. Chapter 4 in verse number 14. We read our text scripture, for such a time as this. This was Esther's calling. She was to be loyal to her calling. And Mordecai said, this is why that you're in the kingdom. This is why you were to be a princess. This is why that I was at the gate and I heard this. And this is why you're in there for such a time as this, so you can be loyal to your calling. And you know what she did? They laid their life on the line. And let me say, an unrecognized veteran lays his life on the line. And whether they're recognized or not, that's what we do because that's who we are. We're citizens of a better country. And we are loyal to our calling. And I want to say that they was willing to lay their life down on the line. She said in verse number 16, if I perish, I perish. That's the mentality of every hero, of every soldier. When they go across the world and they shoot and they get in their tanks and they fight. And they fight the enemies. They're going, if I perish, I perish. Back at home, I got a wife. Back at home, I got children. Back at home, I got a mother and dad. And then the citizens of America that we're going to fight for. And by God's grace, we will win the war. And by God's grace, I may or may not come back. But if I perish, I perish. Loyal to the calling. Now, each and every one of you have a calling from God. A calling from God. It's God first. It's your family, your people, your church, whatever you're calling. You ought to be loyal to your calling. Thank God. Hey, a true veteran, unrecognized, don't recognize. They are a veteran because they were loyal to their calling. Mordecai was loyal to his calling. She said, look, he said, we got to spare the people. We got to spare the people. And could it be for such a time as this that you're in the prince, you're a princess so that you could save the people for such a time as this? Don't forget who you are. Don't forget where you came from. You were in captivity, brought out of Jerusalem in captivity, but God had carried us to Shushan, gave us a place to live, gave us our own place, and we're here in this kingdom. Yes, we're here, but thank God He's supplying our needs. But now He's got a Jew in the kingdom. He's got a Jew in high power. And the enemy is coming in to plot out to kill the Jews. And Mordecai sees, this is why you fight for. This is what you're here for. This is the cause. This is the reason. This is it. This is the time to shine. Don't forget your calling. Number five, loyal to His faith. Loyal to His faith. In the heat of the battle, Esther and Mordecai, I believe they was together with this. Esther had to go before the king. In chapter 4, you see, in verse number 11, you see the law said that and all the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of him, of his, to put him to death. Except such to whom the king should hold out the golden scepter. And so now, for this such a time, when Mordecai is telling, look, Esther, you're the only hope for Israel. You're the only hope for the Jews. They're going to annihilate. They're going to wipe us out. I mean, it's genocide. Satan has plotted to kill us. You're the only hope. God has you there for that reason. Your calling is there. Anybody with me? Every calling that you have is just as important as this one. Let me tell you that. And so Mordecai said, Esther, you've got to go before the king. She said, yeah, but I may die. He said, yeah, but either you're going to die there or we're all going to die. And so she sucked it in and fasted and prayed 3 days, had her maids pray, and everybody prayed and fasted and said, we're going to go before the king. This is the only hope. This is the only chance. We're going to hold to our faith. They had a high faith in God. They was loyal to their faith in the time of need. God did miracles and miraculous work here through the faith of Mordecai and through the faith of Esther. In chapter 5 and verse number 1, the Bible says, now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house, and the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the gate of the house. And it was so, when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. And then said the king unto her, what wilt thou, Queen Esther? And what is thy request? It shall be given thee to the half of the kingdom. Loyal to her faith. In the heat of the battle, she was loyal to her faith. The law said you're going to die. You go before the king, if he don't put out that scepter, you're over. The law said die. But she found grace. Chapter 5, verse 1 through 3, she put her life on the line for her people and stood for her faith. I believe the Bible says, without faith it is impossible to please God. And she gained access to the throne because, not because there was a miracle, not because of a coincidence, not because the sun was shining bright and she felt good, not because of nothing but the providence of God and her work of faith. Her step of faith. She put her life on the line, put her faith out to test the shield of faith and said, God, all hope is gone. God, all freedom is gone. We're about to die. God, I need you. And she put her faith on the line and found grace in the eyes of God. I believe the Bible says, for by grace are ye saved through faith and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You see, the fact of the matter is, friend, she gained access to the throne by the grace of God. And so it is for every man, woman, boy and girl on the face of the earth. The Bible says, we're all sinners. We're all sinners in the eyes of a holy and righteous God. And for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. But God, who is rich in mercy, for with His great love, wherewith He loved us. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that He had mercy, for says in Romans chapter 5, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and we have access to the throne room, verse number 2, by the grace of God. I got to tell you, it was law that condemned you. You were condemned to die. You were condemned. Being condemned to die when you stood before the holy, righteous King of kings. But thank God, one day in your life, and it could be today if you don't know Him, He'll let down His scepter, hold up His scepter, and open up the door of acceptance for every man, every woman, every boy to put her faith in God. And have found grace in the eyes of the King. Thank God for His grace. Loyalty to His faith. This message is, I know it's different this morning, but it'll be all right. It's different for me too. But I want you to know, we need to be loyal to our faith because faith follows. Faith should be handed down. I'm not saved because my mom and daddy are saved, but I'm saved because my mom and daddy took me to an old church where the preacher preached about hell and he preached about heaven and he laid down the message and I laid down my life on an altar and I got scorchedly saved. I deserve to die. I deserve the law, but I found grace. Found grace. Loyalty to your faith, friend. You see, Esther had all his people, her people. Mordecai, his people. Esther, her people. All her people were at risk. And she was the one that God put in the place. God put in that place and called her in that position to save her people. Did you know you're in the same place? You're in the same place. Out there, friend. And maybe even in here, there's lost people that if they was to die right now, they'd go to hell. I mean, they'd go to hell in a heartbeat. They would wake up the next moment of their life being in the flames of hell. And Satan's plot would have won victory. But oh, if a loyal citizen, or if a loyal people, or if someone who would be loyal to God, and someone who has found grace and knows what it's like to be able to have access to the throne, would stand up by faith in front of the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and say, God, if you would have mercy, I'll go and I'll represent the people. Tell them about a holy God so that they too can gain access to the throne. You find out in chapter 7 and verse number 10 that Mordecai and Esther was honored by the providence of God. Chapter 7 and verse number 10. So they hanged Haman on the gallows then that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified. And Mordecai was given the king's ring now. And Mordecai was given probably Haman's stuff. And Haman's position, and even greater. And Mordecai was given the right in chapter 8, verse number 10, to go ahead and write a letter and denounce what Haman had wrote. And then when King Ahasuerus put his stamp on it, it was a letter that set the Jews free. And it was a letter that went about, I mean, they didn't know about it yet. They didn't know what was happening in the king's They didn't know about what was happening. Hey, in the throne room, they didn't know about Esther putting his life on the line. Hey, but over there in Shushan, there were some Jews that was fasting. There were some Jews that was praying. Over there in Shushan, there were some Jews that was concerned about their people, and they was loyal to their faith friend. And over there in the king's house, oh, Esther got access to the throne room, and Mordecai got the king sitting in. And the king said, "Boy, you write a letter, and you set them free." And this letter could not be. Guess what? That's the letter. The Word of God. That letter, guess what? It could not be denied. It could not be taken back. When the king put his, when the king gave his security ring and stamped it with his approval and said, "The blood, that's my people. The blood had cleansed them. The blood had washed them. The blood had purified them. And it cannot be reversed, friend." I gotta tell you, thank God for freedom in America. Thank God for freedom as a Christian. But I want to be loyal. Because for such a time as this, there's a need for all of us to be loyal. Mordecai was honored by the providence of God. And I want you to know something this morning. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And he was honored by the providence of God because of his faith. Now, you may not be recognized for what you do tonight, today. You may not seem like nobody cares. You may seem like nobody sees. You may seem like nobody, it doesn't matter to anybody. But I want you to know it matters to somebody. That every day you wake up, you're a Christian. And every day you wake up, you're loyal to your country. And you're loyal to your God. And you're loyal to your Christian faith. And you're loyal to your family. And you're loyal to your wife. I said you're loyal to your wife and you're loyal to your children. Hey, this one that's not let it go unrecognized who you are and how loyal you have been to where God has brought you and who God has taxed you with. And there's a God in heaven that one day will honor you. Because you know what's going to happen to the plot, the evil plot. Am I right? One day the man who wrote the evil plot, he's going to hang himself. You give enough rope to a man, he'll hang himself, right? That's what happened to Haman. That's where it came from. He's going to hang himself. One day, Satan will hang himself. I know this message is not really strategically put together very good because it came from me, and I ask you to forgive me of that. But I want you to know there's a King of Kings who has got all this stuff figured out. Yeah, he does. And thank God, hey, the devil's going to have his day. And you'll have your day. Christian, stay strong in the Lord. Keep your faith in Him. Keep strong in the things of God. Hey, be loyal to where God has you and what God has called you to do and what God has called, where God has called you to be. Be loyal to your family. Be loyal to your country. Be loyal to your wife and children. Be loyal to your Christian faith. Be loyal to your church. And be loyal, most of all, to God. Be loyal to God. You see, there's victory ahead. Mordecai was an unrecognized hero that never knew that he was going to be in that place. Didn't never know that God's all-seeing eye of God and the eternal eyes of God and the descriptive artwork and the handwriting of God had it all figured out way before Haman or Mordecai ever was born. Somebody go to church. I'm talking about he had his life. Hey, he had his life, the blueprints, all blueprinted. And it was a beautiful picture. Hey, because God honored a man who honored God. And God honored somebody that was faithful to God. And God honored somebody that was faithful to his country and his people and his calling. He honored him. And there was victory ahead. As you stand to your feet this morning, I'm asking you this question right here. Where's your loyalty to today? Loyalty, the definition of loyalty means devotion or faithfulness to a cause. Devotion or faithfulness to a cause. And as David said when he saw Goliath, and he saw Goliath cursing, and David's own men, his own brethren, aggravated David and said, "You're here for prestige, you're here to be somebody." He said, "Look, I'm not here for that. I'm not here to be recognized. All I wanted to do is bring you some cheese that my daddy said to bring to you. And there's a giant in the way cursing the name of God and cursing the day that the Israel was born. He said, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause to fight? And a little boy, a little strapping lad with the power of God reached down to a dry old brook one day and took out five smooth stones and got the weapon of choice. The sling and the stone, and round and round and round it went, and Goliath came tumbling down. There was a giant in his life, friend, but God wrought victory because one little boy had his faith in God, and one little boy was loyal to a holy, almighty, righteous God more than anything else. Amen. Loyalty. Heavenly Father, I pray, God, that you touch this invitation. God, I don't know what's needed today. Lord, I don't know what needs to be inspired. Lord, I know I didn't preach a good message today. Probably didn't do a good job for you, Lord. I apologize for that. My humanity being in the way. But Lord, I ask you right now, God, that you'd stir in here. And I pray that this Holy Spirit of God would move in here from the youngest to the eldest. And God, you would show us our need to be loyal to you. Loyal to our country. And to be loyal to those who have been loyal to us. God, we thank you for the need, for opening our eyes and let us see this need for such a time as this. Thank you for the life of Mordecai and Esther and the biblical spiritual example that we have. I'm so thankful for that. I pray, Lord, that you'd move in here this morning. Help us to remember, Lord, that freedom wasn't free and was sacrificed. Help us to remember the importance of honoring our veterans. Help us to remember to be devoted, loyal to the right cause, faithful to the cause of Christ more than anything else. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.